into more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Let's go to Sid in North Freedom. Sid, good morning. Happy Black Friday. Welcome to Roldy and Tausch. Your thoughts on the Packers 31-24 win over the Lions?
Well, the win's always a positive.
Indeed.
You know, one thing is these teams, they really know each other. I think Detroit was looking for payback. You know, the O-line did a great job. They really did. And Jordan Love, I think he only threw off his back foot like twice.
The fadeaway.
End of the game. Last play of the game.
Yeah. Little constructive criticism for him would be, you know, look through the progression a little more. You know, the defense, I thought, did a good job. I mean, Detroit, their run game, it's a two-headed monster. It is. You know. And other than that, it was a good game. And I listened, and I know we're on delay. Last week, I listened to the profanity. And so if somebody wants to not do profanity, you simply go asterisk, pound sign, ampersand, dollar sign, question mark, exclamation point, what was that?
Yeah, or you could just be Bruce and just drop profanity, and then we have to beep it out, and if we don't get it quickly enough, we're in trouble. Thanks for the call, Sid. Sid brings up something that I wanted to ask you before we get to our next call. Brady did, and I think, and I know you think this because you actually texted it to us, I do think Brady is getting better. I still prefer Greg Olsen, even though I disagreed with what he was saying during the Vikings game. But he, I don't want to say harped on, but he brought up multiple times the difference between Jordan stepping into throws and driving the ball versus throwing off of his back foot. He likes his fadeaway jumper now. He is not the Ray Allen perfect form jumper. Do you see that as a thing that needs to be fixed, or is that something that he can just do it because that's what he does? Because Brady was pretty critical, I thought.
He was on that. Well, Tom always wanted to step into every throw, and if we're being honest, Brady obviously accurate with the football, but he was not, you know, he was not as elusive, and he would take a sack much more than do that. So I understand where Brady was coming from on that, but if you look at Jordan Love watched Aaron Rodgers do that, Aaron Rodgers watched Brett Favre do it, and there's a fun little compilation of the three of them, and it is, I think, partially to avoid injury is why they started doing that. As long as you don't sail the football, that's the thing you worried about when you do that. And he's not doing it on a clean pocket. He's doing that when there's people around his feet, and he's been pretty doggone good at it. So, if he sails that ball yesterday on fourth down, Detroit gets the ball at the 45 and go down and score, it's, you know, we're having that conversation.
Yep.
But that's not what happened, so we're not having that conversation. At least I'm not having that conversation.
Let's get to another call. Let's go to Kamal in Madison. Kamal, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. Happy Black Friday. Your thoughts on the Packers' win over the Lions?
Good morning. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Happy Boxing Day.
By the way, that's the ref that missed that PI. Same ref that heard LaFleur called timeout, so maybe it was a makeup call.
A little tit for tat type of deal, huh?
Maybe. But listen, Tausch, you said who's miserable as a Packer fan today? I'm probably semi miserable because Wyatt went
because LaFleur didn't play you instead of Keyshawn Nixon yesterday. Is that why, Kamal?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one call.
One,
Kamal
Jason.
Haddon was my guy. Yeah, that's I think he definitely should be in for Nixon. But listen, celebrations for closers is what I think. You know, when we made that when we traded for Micah Parsons, it's Super Bowl or bust. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And yeah, great win. But I'm not celebrating because we got the freaking Cowboys now looking like a Super Bowl team. I don't know how that happened. I mean, they were dead to rights, and now they're going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem, and we got to, you know. Thankfully, our offense is like coming back, but we can't win games now without trying, you know, outscoring. Now, our defense is great, no doubt, but there is that little weakness. You know, if a team wants to take away possessions, they've been doing it to us. And so, you know, with Dontayvion Wyatt out, that's a. And the thing about the fadeaway pass also, I think it works better indoors than outdoors. Maybe, I don't know. I'm more and more liking what we have as our quarterback. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. But hope you guys have a great weekend. There's a lot of glazing going on, by the way. But
Come on. If you're not going to glaze after a big win like that, the fact that
when
your
are you
closure
glaze?
On defense did. Today's a glaze day. It's a glaze day, and I understand people are
closers.
Well, you closed it yesterday. You closed the door on the Detroit Lions winning the division. That's a closing.
All right.
No. Closer is winning the Super Bowl. That's a closer.
Wow, you can't win it yesterday. But hey, Kamal, you put yourself in a better position to do that yesterday. You can't win the Super Bowl in the regular season.
All right, I'm sorry. I call. No, hey, Kamal, thanks. Bye. I'm calling it. We need to get to one more call because I want to get to three in this segment. So we're not arguing over. And the saying is coffee is for closers. I don't even know what
was. What did he say?
I don't know. What did he say? Closers are for celebration or something or other. Let's go to J-Mon in Dallas. J-Mon, good morning. Happy Black Friday. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Packers family. How you guys doing?
Same to you, bud.
Awesome.
I'm doing good. Great win by the team yesterday. Don't have too many negatives. Only thing I can say negative about yesterday's game, something I kind of said about last week, I think, getting off the field on third down kind of had me up to my boiling point with how many third downs we just couldn't just get the stops, and it just kept happening. Overall, though, still proud of the team. The offense looked like a well-oiled machine. You have weapons everywhere. The team, Jaden Reed, make a post online where he posted every receiver touchdown and told the guys to pick their poison. At this point, that's how it is. One thing I want to throw in, said it sometime a few weeks ago, I love Matthew Golden. I don't know if you guys remember when I called after the draft when I was raving about him. How
I do remember that.
And love what he did in Texas. Couch hit it on a point earlier. You got the three guys already. We drafted him early. Every week it's like it's making me feel like it was kind of a questionable draft pick because we also turned around and drafted another wide receiver in round two. I feel like I said, I love Matthew Golden, but I'm starting to feel like a wasted draft pick. I mean, you have guys who are starting to go.
It's way too early. J-Mon.
J-Mon, we're all prisoners of the moment a little bit. I get it. But he's just getting started, man. I would bet if you called in 2015 or whatever rookie year Devontae was.
He was a rookie in 14.
14. But he was injured in 15, and Jason wanted to cut him and bring Janice in.
No, I know.
There is a little runway for guys. So finish your point, J-Mon. I just want to make sure we don't want to write him off. I'm just saying this year – I don't think we should count on him for anything.
No, you got to play Jeff Janis ahead of him. Next.
No.
What else you got, J-Mon?
Cordell, I was just saying, because you have guys like Jaden Reed, who also is going to be coming back, trying to earn a position and spot time. Yep. So, I mean, with you see Watson, he came back from his injury. He's still the stud. We expected him to be Wicks if he can become a stud. I mean, I feel like this receiver room, only one guy is leaving next year, maybe is Dobbs. And it's, I mean, at this point, I don't know. Do you re-sign Dobbs? I mean, he's probably been the best receiver, the most reliable receiver on your team this year.
He has been. I mean, he had a couple of drops a couple weeks ago. Thanks for the call, J-Mon. It's a great problem to have, as coaches love to say, but I would say this about Matthew Golden. I still think, much like Devontae, who had like a couple of flash games as a rookie, right?
Patriots.
He had the Patriots game. He had the Cowboys playoff game. I think he had one other one. You know, this has been tougher on Matthew Golden. He's had these injuries now the last several weeks. But I think I always expected him to have a couple of flash games. He had one. And then for him to build and be a stud in year two or year three. That's not what's happening with Teteroa McMillan and Emeka Abuka. But I think with what the Packers have, it's okay to be patient with him. And I still think he's going to have a game like Devontae Adams did down the stretch where you're like, hey, we're good. It's good that we have him. But I don't think he has to be like those other rookies.
It'll be a play or two. I don't think it'll be a game.
Yeah, well, if he has three big catches in a game, that's a game. You know, that's kind of
so maybe this is why with the quarterback scenarios that Ted and that Brian Gutekunst have had, maybe this is why we don't always go. Because you have higher expectations with a first round wideout. Maybe that's why they go second and third round. Because, hey,
great,
I understand I'm going to let these guys grow, and I don't need the Wildies of the world and the J-Mon saying, well, we don't need – that's right. Maybe that's part of that process, why it was 22 years before you drafted a first-round wideout. Maybe.
All right. I want to get to another batch of three calls in the next segment, but to do that, I need to tell you about our Jingle for Your Kringle contest. It's back for another year. Go to jingleforyourkringle.com. We've even got our own website now. And you can enter, remember, 60 seconds or less, the phrase, the signature phrase from Racine Danish Kringle. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition. That's all you got to follow. And it's so easy. Just sing into your iPhone or your Galaxy or whether you're Android or Apple, whatever you may be. Sing into your phone, submit it, and you can win Kringle for a year. Again, go to ESPNWisconsinContest.com to find out more about it. But all you got to do, remember the website. We've got our own now, jingleforyourkringle.com, presented by Racine Danish Kringle. And again, if you don't want to join the contest, but you still want to be able to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, make the call 800-4-DANISH or go to kringle.com while your next tab is jingleforyourkringle.com and order today. More of your calls after the Packers beat the Lions and sweep them for the first time since 2020. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You know, obviously, we know what was at stake with this game, and obviously just with every division game we have. And, you know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division. So we got to come out here and handle business every time we get those ops. And, you know, obviously we know this three-game stretch we've had with, you know, the Vikings and now the Lions and then going with the Bears next week. But, yeah, it's you know, you got to come in and win these games and, you know, try and control your own destiny by winning out.
That is Jordan Love after yesterday's win over the Lions. Let's get back to your calls on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Jason, can I also want to just mention this, too, before we get to the next call, and that is I don't know if we've elevated. Everybody raves about Xavier McKinney, right? And he's a really good football player. He's been great since Green Bay signed him.
Big play early.
Evan Williams had a day yesterday. The way he figures out run fits, he is just – and this is why you want to have a great player helping a young player, because just think how much better he is now because he has had Xavier helping.
Mm-hmm.
But Evan Williams is a dog.
Mm-hmm.
He is a dog. I just wanted to make sure I put that point out there. Continue.
844-770-3776.
Micah Heidish, some would say. It reminds me of a young Micah Heidish. I don't think anyone's ever made that take before, so I want to make sure I put my fork in the ground, baby. Micah Hyde. He reminds me of a young Micah Hyde.
Is
a little
this
better run fitter.
So is this your way of acknowledging that I may not be a ball knower, but I'm a ball watcher who can make the occasional good ball
comparison. That's a really good ball watch you made on that. That was a good ball watch on your assessment.
Let's get back to your calls.
And Wicks is Davante Adams, right? That was one, too, from a couple of years ago.
I'll tell you what. He looked like him yesterday. Don't get me wrong. He has not been consistently that guy. However, all right,
you asked. I answered.
I actually did not ask.
That was me.
Jesse.
Let's get back to your
calls. Let's get to a call. Let's go.
Dude, we're going out to Albuquerque. Jason Eck.
Yeah, baby.
No, woo! Not Jason Eck. It is Bill in Albuquerque. Bill, bows up. Good morning. Happy Black Friday.
How you guys doing? Happy Black Friday. Right, exactly. Hey, I'm not calling from Albuquerque today. I'm calling from Texas, believe it or not.
Well, why does it say Albuquerque in my texts?
Well, that's because that's where I'm from. I mean, that's where I live.
Yeah.
But it's so great. A positive is that I get to walk around Dallas-Fort Worth with my Packer gear on very proudly. That's like the highlight of my weekend. So,
they're feeling pretty good down there themselves right about now, though, by the way.
I know. A funny story is that my daughter's father-in-law lives in Dallas, so the last time we visited them before the Packer-Cowboy game, I said, and they stayed at our house, and as they were going away, I said, politely, you know, just to be a good guy, go Cowboys. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, come on, coaxing him. Come on. I wanted him to say, go Packers, and he wouldn't do it. He just would not do it. So there's a lot of loyalty down here for the Cowboys. Getting back to the Packers, Jordan Love did not look like he had a sure shoulder. Man, he was on target. And talk about lasers. I it's pretty impressive for him to come out and play like he did. And suck up that shoulder. That was magnificent. Wicks, another positive was, man, he had glue on his hands this game, and very impressive catches. Those are not easy catches that he had either. They were, every one of them just about was very, you know, it was athletic.
That is what made his drops in the first half of last season so confusing, because he does have really good hands. You heard Matt LaFleur say it after the game. He fixed it midway through the season. He had one drop the rest of last year. He has one drop this season. So he is capable of that, and we saw that yesterday. Continue.
Yeah, that comes with, I think, the maturity that and concentration maturity. That's that Davante Adams style, you know, like – after a while, that mentality hones in. I think that's what's happening to Wicks. I don't know of too many downsides to the game. I would say the only thing I might say is that, hey, listen, LaFleur pushed the buttons and it succeeded, so we can't. And we're all praising him for it. We can't really be that negative when he pushes those same buttons and they don't work out. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. You know, that's sports. The other guys, you know, on the other side of the ball, they're damn good. And
yeah, they get paid too. They're on scholarship. Yeah, they're having
a good. It's a tough thing. Sports is not as easy as it looks like from the living room couch. So
when you're a ball watcher,
that's whether you're in Albuquerque or in Dallas. Either
couch. You can. That's right. But go Lobos and have a nice rest.
Bows up. Bows up. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate you. Yeah, I'm curious to see what Dontavion Wicks' career arc is moving forward, both this season and beyond. Let's keep rolling with the calls.
Is it more likely, Jason, that it's a blip on the radar, or he is going to be one of the dogs in the Jordan Love era?
I'm going to choose to believe that he is going to be one of the dogs, and he'll be in a contract year next year, and so will Reed, and so will Watson.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious, very, very curious.
I wouldn't be shocked if Watson keeps this up. I wouldn't be shocked at all. I don't know what the rules are on that, if they have to wait a year.
Yeah, I don't think they can extend. Deal. I think it's a little bit like the Love thing.
Yeah.
Where because you did that, you now can't extend them again. So
gotcha.
Let's get another call in here.
By next Thanksgiving, you'll have an extension.
No frosh play either. Season starts on Thanksgiving.
Can I say something really quick, though? I
mean, yes, you can. You tell me how brilliant I was for telling you Watson would be back before Halloween.
You're so smart. You're like such a ball knower. Because he was talking about the Cowboys. Lions Cowboys next Thursday night suddenly is like a playoff elimination game.
By the way, we're rooting for Dallas in that one.
Okay.
Because that'll deucalize the Lions,
but
in my opinion.
We beat the Lions twice this year, including at their place. We had to struggle to tie the Cowboys. Maybe we don't want to play Dallas in the playoffs.
It's a week-to-week league.
Okay, maybe we don't.
They are playing really well right now. Yesterday was pretty impressive. All right. Let's get one more call in because I want to make Ron and the Key wait through the next break. Let's go to Jay in Alabama, not Jay Barker in Alabama. Jay, good morning. Thanks for holding on. Happy Black Friday.
You're
Your
right,
thoughts on the Packers win.
Not Jay Barker, but... first of all, I want to piggyback off Jeff. Like, man, I appreciate you guys doing the show. And believe it or not, there's not a ton of Packer content down here in Alabama. So I really enjoy listening to the show every day and keeping up with what's going on. But
we're worldwide.
You know,
what we do.
Yeah, and well, and actually, I'm in New York right now, but still listen to the show. So it's
wouldn't
everywhere.
Have been something if he was in Albuquerque.
He's going to the Bose game.
Old job swap day.
That would be something.
Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Never been to Albuquerque. That's all right. Never been to Albuquerque. It's not real high on the list. But anyway, you know, my positive's got to be LaFleur. I would be the first one to call in and, you know, be ready to fire the guy had they lost the game. And I've been there many weeks prior, so I got to take my hat off to the guy. I mean, they came out fast. There was rhythm throughout the game. It just seemed like he was a step ahead of Shepard, the DC, like the whole game. Just so happy to be wrong about that, you know. I thought he caught a heck of a game, and you know, they're putting up 31 points. They're going to win. Negatives, I don't really want to even go negative. I'll just say it's a concern that, to me, it almost appears like the Packers are better in a dome. And I'd be interested to hear, you know, you guys' take on that. I just think back to the –
Definitely. I'll tell you this. We score more points on the road than we do at home. That is for sure.
Man, they spread the ball out. And even though there's conversation about LaFleur wants to run the ball, it's easier to run the ball when, you know – Jordan's, you know, dealing like he did yesterday, and he has a lot of the year, but they just seem to execute so much better in a dome, which is crazy because they're never the home team there, but they just seem to be so smooth. There's, you know, there's no sloppy play, you know, but if and that is the only negative I'm going to take away from the game. It was a great game to watch, and you know, hope they can keep it going. We know how they are, or how they can be sometimes, how they've been at times, beat really good teams and turn around against a bad team and who knows what. But there's not really any bad ones left on the schedule, so hopefully they stay sharp and play really well and finish this thing out. And appreciate you guys taking my call.
You got
Thanks,
it,
Jay. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the
crazy.
Kind words.
We say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers' offenses.
Yep.
Precision, and it's easier to throw in the the dome. Obviously, you don't have the elements and everything else, but that's why you need to have someone like Josh Jacobs that can run and finish and be physical. So I get it, man. I understand where you're coming from. And the stats, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've studied every stat, but I'm pretty sure we're scoring more points on the road than we are at home this year. I feel very confident. Very, very confident about that.
I'll get on that after I tell you about Grubelov's one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Look, if you've been injured, and hopefully you haven't been, but you want the best in the business on your side, and David and the team at Grubelov's have the track record to show that. There's some others now that I'm seeing a lot of commercials, hearing a lot of things, but the OG is David Gruber, and he will make sure that you get what you deserve if you've been suffered an injury in an accident. He and Steven and the whole team over there, they're the best in the business, I'm telling you. Make the call if you need to. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. More calls from you next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Is there ever a doubt? No, that was a great football game. I mean, to come in here against a really quality opponent, I mean, they got great players, great coaches. I've got so much respect for what they've been able to accomplish the last few years. And it's going to be a battle every time you come in here. But I was really proud of our players. This was a playoff-type atmosphere. And to be able to come in and win on the road is big for us.
That is Matt LaFleur. After the Packers' 31-24 victory, I still, Tausch, I don't know what this word means, extruded, but I've got my Hall of Fame beef jerky, and you were right about it. It's really
moist,
which I know is not a word.
Moister than a normal jerk.
Indeed. Normal jerk. Indeed it is. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have a celebrity call, not from Joe Thomas.
Oh.
And it's not the call we're going to take next, even though he thinks he's a celebrity. So we're going to take this call now. Then our celebrity caller will be in the next segment. Right now, we'll talk to Ron in the Key. Ron, good morning. Happy Black Friday. How you doing?
You know, I did think I was the celebrity caller.
We're
all well aware.
Everyone knows, Ron. I knew what I was doing there.
Yeah. Hey, I'm aware no one loves Ron more than Ron. Hey.
Yeah, by the way, Ron, before you make your point, I would just like to again reiterate the fact that I was standing next to you at our fantasy football draft when you swung by at Pottawatomie and you completely ignored me and I had to go out of my way to say hello to you. I understand you're a big deal, Mr.
That's
World Series of
move,
Poker and all this other stuff. I was fundamentally offended by that.
So, Jason, I don't think ignore is accurate because I just didn't. I just think you looked so svelte. I didn't recognize you. Jason.
What are your thoughts on the Packers win? Let's go.
You know, Ron just pulled a Wildy on Wildy. He greased him up before his interview. That's really smart by Ron.
You can't Wildy a Wildy. You can Dan Campbell, but you can't Wildy a Wildy.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Okay. Here's my thoughts. First of all, it was an impressive win. My thoughts are Packer fans are ridiculous. Everybody loved the aggression, quote unquote, because it worked. They would have absolutely chastised LaFleur on any of that stuff if it didn't work.
Totally.
And like, as an example, I think he's a great caller, and you know how much it hurts me to say anybody else is a good caller. But I believe it was Mo who started his call with, "I hate the Michigan fans, they're so cocky," and then like proceeded to go, "They're a poverty franchise, you're never going to be as good as us." Like,
that was bold.
It was an interesting take. Like, last thing, Tausch, the first TD, it wasn't a catch, right?
I did not think it was a catch, no. And the
out route wasn't a catch. Like, not even close.
I thought that one was more of a catch than the touchdown.
The Watson one you're talking about.
That went the other way. Yes, the Watson one. The first touchdown was not even, like, I have no idea. Like, it was a great.
Yeah, I was shocked.
If you're playing on a grass.
The foot was down
catch,
first.
But, like, he
didn't have the ball control when he caught that. He needed a second foot down.
Anyway.
We'll take it.
So the Packer fans, if that would have went the other way, they would have went, like, crazy. The refs are in on it.
Yes.
Anyways, that's all my point is that I think you can be a fan and still not be blind. At least I think you should be able to be a fan and not be and not be blind.
Yeah,
is my personal opinion. Last thing, I just went to Tosh. You played high school ball. You were really good, as far as I've been told. Did you guys have Friday morning practices after Thanksgiving? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember, but I'm sure we probably did.
Yeah, I just picked my daughter up across the street from Pickler. Still waiting for that email back, man. Feel good Friday. You guys, I do appreciate you guys.
Whoa, Nelly!
Great job.
This is really the only reason he called, because he's already given his opinion on the touchdown in
Rod,
the YouTube comments.
Rod, I have passed the information on to our general manager. I am not in the day-to-day operation, but I'll make another reminder to our friends at the Pickler Menominee Falls.
Thanks for the call, Ron. We appreciate it.
Oh, he hung up already.
I got to admire Ron's – I got to admire his perseverance on stuff, man.
Stick-to-itiveness.
You can sit here and it can be annoying, but I love – perseverance matters. It does.
It's not going to help him at all, though.
Where is the line between perseverance and irritation?
Oh, it's a fine one. It is very fine. Yes, it's a very fine line.
Also
right
very
there.
Fine.
He's right there. There's no doubt.
Also very fine is the customer service of Associated Bank. It's the best in the business. They've got the awards to prove it. You don't have to get Packers checking, Brewers checking, or Badgers checking. They have them so you can support your favorite team. But I don't have those. I just have the great Associated Bank logo on my debit card because I know that Associated Bank has got my back no matter what. Whether it's early pay, my direct deposits from my employer up to 2 days early, fraud protection, I went through that. They had my back the entire way. And, of course, credit monitoring so you know that your credit is where you need it to be to make that big purchase, like when we got our Steinhoffel's couch. They've got us covered. They've got you covered. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. All right, the real celebrity caller will join us, and she has not called in a very long time. We'll hear from her next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
Without further ado, we were starting to wonder about her. Didn't even hear from her during Pittsburgh week.
I know, that was odd. Rodgers coming out there. Yep.
From Western Pennsylvania, it is Jana in Pittsburgh. Jana, good morning. To what do we owe the honor? We thought you stopped listening to the show.
I would never stop listening to the show. I have been dedicated for years. I can't stop now.
Okay. Well, then why are you calling today? Where the hell have you been?
The best endorsement we've ever gotten.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Jana?
I can't say, yeah. I have a day off. You guys, you know, thank you for your service for putting the show on today. And I had a little bit of time to... I had a little bit of time to sit on hold if needed. So, and last time I texted in, I was called a little bit of a, well, last time Jesse read my text, if we're being honest, I was called a little bit, of a downer because I said I couldn't see this team going any further than, you know, being a wild card and making a first round exit. So I thought
perhaps
I had
you
to,
were properly
had to come
criticized
back on the record.
For that take.
Maybe she's going to be right.
They weren't showing me a lot. They weren't showing me a lot. So my positive is last night I saw yesterday afternoon, I saw an offense that could be special for the first time since Tucker Kraft went down. Mm-hmm. Am I sure that they're going to, I'm going to see that next week and they're going to carry that forward? No. But agreed. It's a start. Negatives, obviously, Devontae Wyatt, I think, and it came on, you know, Micah's sack. So the high and the low that I experienced within just a few seconds. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm still here, and I usually have very strong takes on the Packers. So you don't hear from me a lot during the season when you're taking calls and looking for those texts.
It's more the off season when we say something that annoys you or surprises you.
When Couch is constantly
so, Janet,
incorrect.
Did you go to the game when the Packers came out there?
I did not. I was I had a minor surgery. I had a minor surgery. I was recovering. I was on crutches. I could not make it to the game.
Okay. Oh, what kind of surgery was it?
Oh, boy.
Stop.
You can't do that, Jason.
She's
violating her own HIPAA. It's her surgery.
It's true. It's inappropriate, but it's not unethically
inappropriate.
Okay. Yes, it is.
But I'll tell you what. If the whole crew had come out to do a show from my basement, I would have come to the game with you.
Ah. Jason.
Oh, there we go. That's an opportunity missed,
me?
Jason.
You guys weren't going either.
Yeah.
Well, Tausch was in Oregon. There's a lot going on that weekend.
Jana, yeah. We're glad you're back to full health. We're glad that you didn't abandon us.
Thank you.
We look forward to our off-season conversations when you're much more engaged in our program. And enjoy your day off since we're working
every
so
day.
Hard. I understand.
We appreciate you, Janet. We appreciate you.
We don't. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we're glad to have you, and we're glad you're recovering from your minor. I'm dying to know what the surgery was. She said she was on crutches.
Text it in. I won't read it.
I'm guessing it was a knee. I'm guessing it was a knee.
Ankle? Bunion?
No, it was
a knee.
It was hip impingement. Arthroscopic.
Oh, labrum. The labrum.
Yes. There was some labrum tearage, for sure.
Yep. Clean it up a little bit microscopically.
Thank you for violating your own HIPAA. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Unreal.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
All right. That is Jana in Pittsburgh. What a joy to hear from her. And we're glad that her hip impingement.
Now, is it worth it now that you didn't go shopping that you got to hear from Jana on Black Friday? Did that make it worth you grinding out 3 hours?
Okay. I think it's important to be clear here. All of us agreed that if we could get the show staffed beyond the three of us, that we needed to do this show.
Lecture.
I believe we were all on the same page. Okay. Just like we were all on the same page with really crappy Steinhoffel sleepers of the week picks.
Oh, boy.
Is it possible
a good weekend.
I don't know who does the judging anymore, but is it possible
Jesse's judging.
That no one is awarded points?
I think so. So one of our fans did tweet Dontavian Wicks as his response, and then he asked at one point after his second touchdown, when do I get to claim victory? So he definitely won.
That's a good pick.
We could just take a collective zero for this week.
I think that would be very, very fair. But again, I would have to check with the good people.
You know what? I just saw Richmond Athletic or whatever they're calling themselves. They ended up judging, and we haven't.
They've somehow usurped
all the power. I agree with their decision. I'm a big fan
of their work.
They did a good job this week.
he's thinking about doing a hostile takeover and buying them back, and putting them back under the 560
corporate merge
analytics.
In fairness, Jerry Yod has not said no. He's like Kramer. He just keeps showing up. They tell him he's not working, but he doesn't quit. He just keeps showing up.
Even on holidays.
Perseverance.
Oh, you got to respect it. All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour and a few more of your calls that are on hold, so we'll do that coming up. After I remind you, hey, we're not the only ones working today. The owners/employees of Steinhoffels are working as well. And if you've been thinking about upgrading your home, this is the weekend to do it during Steinhoffel's biggest Black Friday sale. You can save 10% store-wide and get $50 instant cash back for every $499 that you spend. Plus, you'll get a $200 MasterCard rewards card when you spend over $1,999 on your Steinhoffel's credit card. And, of course, the door busters, recliners, just $229. Sofas, just $299. Absolute steals, and even better, buy a premium mattress and you will get free premier delivery for your entire order. So shop in-store or online anytime at steinhoffels.com. The sale ends Sunday. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.